Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Will Adams, Media Director at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. And during these weeks, I'm going to be doing a series of interviews for our daily devotional. This week, I'm here with Jared Dormany, who is our Minister of Music and Worship. And each day, I'll be asking him a different question. Okay, so the question today is particularly relevant to what we see you doing all the time, and that is, what song or hymn challenges you, and why?
Yeah, I love this. For two reasons. There's two different answers I have. The first one is it depends on the context. So 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, Jordan was out for two Sundays in a row, and so I was leading the congregational hymns. And this is not a spiritual answer, by the way. I was conducting the hymns, and when I'm up there conducting, I don't know the proper patterns. Like, I learned that off of YouTube. So I feel like I'm swatting flies the whole time I'm doing that. So any hymn that I have to conduct the congregation to challenges me, but for a technical reason, not for a spiritual reason. The real answer, a song that challenges me from a spiritual standpoint, is actually the contemporary song Nothing Else by Cody Carnes. And the words are very convicting. It's both a song of repentance as well as like a song of dedication. And it concludes with a bridge that is very simple. It just states, I just want you and nothing else. Nothing else will do. You know, every time I sing this song, it kind of becomes a search me and know my heart, oh God, kind of moment. Like, yes, God, I just want you. But I'd also like insert, you know, whatever that thing is. And I think for a lot of us as Christians, it's like, yes, God, I just want you, but I also want my kids to be healthy. Or, yes, God, I just want you, but I'd also really like a promotion or a little more money. Or we always have our, I just want you, but I'd also like .. And I think that's kind of this normal thing that we face as humans, as Christians, especially in a Western culture, you know, in a developed world. There's always that, I would always like more of this, or stability or security. And then I've been thinking about that in light of Numbers 18, verse 20. And the Lord says to Aaron, you priest will receive no allotment of land or share of property among the people of Israel. I am your share and your allotment. You know, for the priests, they were not given land or any kind of inheritance. Their inheritance was the Lord God himself. And for us, you know, we are a royal priesthood. And so for us, there's no inheritance. Like, this world is not our home. Our inheritance truly is God himself. And being in our world and the culture that we live in, sometimes that can feel like a lesser inheritance. You know, we're simple-minded. We're short-sighted. We look at all the things around us that other people have, or you know, health and comfort features, all of these different things, and we want that. But really what God is saying is like, no, I am your inheritance. That's not the lesser inheritance. That is the inheritance. And so it's that. It's that song. Every time I sing that song, I'm always convicted as I'm up there on the stage, sitting at the piano, singing, I just want you, knowing that 2 days earlier when, you know, my retaining wall collapsed, I'm like, I just want you, but also enough money to where I can hire somebody right to do that instead of me having to do it myself. You know, it's that kind of stuff. I just want you and nothing else. Can I really sing that out of a place of truth? You know, it's just like the song I Surrender All. We joke and say, I surrender some, right, you know, but do I just want you? Yeah.
Because it's Jesus, yep. Not Jesus and.
Yeah, it's Jesus. And sometimes I think, you know, again, back to, I said it in one of our earlier podcasts this week, my wife and I reading Hosea, and it was talking about the stripping away of all of these things. At the end of that book, it was like, I'm stripping it away so that you'll want to come back to me. And sometimes I think we have to go without, or we have to lose things, or things have to be stripped away for us to realize that Jesus is the inheritance.